Praise God. It's such a joy to be here. It was always so difficult to get here. It's so busy. All the loose ends you have to tie together, or tie up. But we know that once we get here, we're happy. Happy to be in God's presence. I'm always interested when I come to camp, who's going to be there. I don't always get a list ahead of time. I guess I could ask, but I like to be surprised. And I do. I come to the meeting and I look around, walking on the ground. Oh, you're here. Then there are new people that I get to know. And I like people. I like to get to know them. And so I hope everybody feels welcome and that we are enjoying the fellowship with one another. We pray for unity among our workers. You work together. And you have to keep yourself in the love of God. And keep your eyes on Jesus. And keep serving Him with joy. And encouraging others to do so. And that's what makes camp special. All of these things. Praise God. I know down in the village. Are there any campers here? Okay. Because I don't want to spoil their... But I know that they're going to be studying Psalm 23. In my house, we've been hearing about Psalm 23 every day, all day long. And it's a wonderful psalm. It's not the psalm that I'm going to look at with you just this morning. But there it speaks about the Lord being our shepherd. I recently read a book by Philip Keller, A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm. Have any of you read that? It's been around a long time. There's only two copies. I have one in Mariana has the other. And he's a very interesting writer. I understand that he babysat for Brother Gardner. He told me. Brother Gardner told me, oh yeah, Philip Keller babysat for me years ago. He's written a number of books, and I like the way he writes. He's very devotional. And he was a shepherd in Africa. He was born in Africa, and he was a shepherd for some time. And so he has some really good insights when he reads Psalm 23. He relates the stories about sheep and the work that a shepherd puts into caring for the sheep. And I was really amazed when I read that book how much work is involved in taking care of these sheep. You know, I always thought that the shepherds are like, it's the most boring life. They got nothing to do but sit in the field and wait for the sheep to eat and drink and then take them home. But they've got to prepare the ground. They've got to go ahead of the sheep and search for, you know, soil and pastures and still waters. They have to watch out for poisonous plants. And, of course, there are the animals that that they have to beware of and so on. And the examining of the sheep. They have to watch out for parasites and all these things. It's very involved, and it seems like it requires constant watching, constant care. And I like the fact that the Lord likens himself to our shepherd. And everything about Jesus is shepherdly. Is that a word?
Yes, I am.
Constantly watching us. Constantly caring for us. The sheep, they tell us that are the safest are the ones that stay closest to the shepherd. The ones that get away from him, they get themselves into trouble and find themselves in danger. Well, there's a lesson there, isn't there? Stay close to the shepherd. And that's what we're doing here at Pilgrim Camp. We're coming closer to him. So in John chapter 10, it talks a lot about the shepherd. And there's a thought there that has been a blessing to me. It talks about following the shepherd. It says here in John 10 that when he puts forth his sheep, he goes before them. Now, where is that verse? Let's see. Maybe you'll find it.
Four.
Okay. So I'll read 1-4. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth in some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name, and leads them out. One way of looking at that is that Jesus came into this position as our shepherd legitimately. He came as a fulfillment of prophecy. He claimed to be the Messiah, and he fulfilled all the prophecies that pointed to the Messiah. He was born in Bethlehem, and there's so many. That's one of the things that makes us to see that the Bible isn't just an ordinary book written by man. When you consider the prophecies and how they were fulfilled, particularly in the life of Jesus, it's impossible that men could have devised that. It had to be God. There had to be something behind that that inspired and moved them. And so Jesus, he has a right to claim himself to be the Messiah, because he has come in through the door of Scripture, through the door of prophecy. And then he says in verse 4, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. The voice of a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. Remember when Mary went to the tomb after Jesus was crucified, and she saw that his body wasn't there? And the thing, of course, that made her to know that he was alive is she recognized his voice. When she thought he was the gardener, then he mentioned her name. And he said her name in such a way that she realized that was Jesus. He knows me by name. Except the gardener. The gardener doesn't know me, but Jesus does. And she, no doubt, heard the love in his voice, the tenderness in his voice, and it just stirred her heart. And she turned around and fell at his feet. No doubt worshipped him there. God wants us to develop a sense of his voice, a recognition of when the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. And that comes, of course, with practice. As we continue to seek God, the Spirit of God helps us to differentiate between our thoughts and what the Lord is saying to us and so on. But here it says he goes before his sheep. Now, I think a lot of people are like this. We tend to worry about things more than we need to. Mm-hmm. Something's going to come up. So we worry ourselves about it. We have a preconceived idea of what could happen, what's going to happen, what might happen. And, if it's 2 weeks in the future, then we worry every day for 2 weeks, right? We lose sleep over it. We talk about it. The more we talk, the worse it gets. It's like Brother Donald. He said there's a missionary that went to Africa and he had to eat monkey meat for the first time in his life. And he said, so he sat at in the hut there, and they handed him a piece of monkey meat, and he didn't want to offend the people. So he took a bite. And he said, the longer I chewed it, the bigger it got. that's like me, the fish. the longer I chewed it, the bigger it got in his mouth. And that's how it is with our problems sometimes. The more we chew on them, the bigger they get. And I found a banana today. It took a lot of faith to find this banana on campgrounds. Brother Gus had none. Well, there's something about this banana that's unusual. And if you look at it, it just looks like a normal banana, right? No, it's not open. But we find that, and my dad told me, you don't open a banana on this end, that just squishes it. You gotta open it like this. That's how the monkeys do it, if you notice. So, you open the banana, I found out that I had nothing to worry about because the banana was already sliced in lovely little pieces. See that? There's more, don't? There's enough for everybody. Okay. Now, how did that happen? Well, evidently somebody got there before me and took care of it. And I know you're not falling off your seats, I can see that. But the idea is, how often we have worried about things, and then when we got there, we found out it was all taken care of already. Mm-hmm. Jesus had gone ahead of us. and he had dealt with people, and he had worked in our circumstances. And then we got there, we found that there had nothing to worry about. Jesus was taking care of it, and he just wanted us to trust him. That's how it is with the sheep. The shepherd goes ahead of them. He makes sure that there's green pasture before he leads them there. And he makes sure that there's water for them. And he makes sure that the wild animals are kept at bay. And so the sheep have nothing to worry about. They just need to follow the shepherd. And if he leads, and if he brings something into their life, then they can be sure that he's gone before them and that he's taking care of everything. That doesn't mean that everything works out exactly the way we thought it would, but thank you. But it does mean that that our Lord cares for us and he wants what's best for us.
Amen.
And he's able to work all things together for our good and to prepare the way for us to be a blessing and to find him in a greater way. And so I hope I fascinated you with that banana trick, and that next time you eat a banana, the first thing you'll think about is, I have nothing to worry about. You know, I have that job interview, I've got to go here, I've got to do this, but I prayed about it, I've committed it to the Lord. I know that when I get there, I'm going to find out that Jesus was there already, and he took care of everything. And I've seen that happen so many times in my own life that I thought, how much time did I waste worrying and losing sleep over something that never happened or that worked out better than I could have imagined? And I think that when we worry, I think it grieves our shepherd, because it indicates to him that we don't believe that he's taking care of us or able to take care of us sufficiently. And when we think of who our shepherd is and the price that he paid to redeem us, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He proved his love for us in the greatest way possible. And so, instead of worrying, or when we're tempted to worry, we ought to say, oh, forgive me, Jesus, for worrying. I know I'm in good hands. And Lord, I belong to you. And you promised never to leave me nor forsake me. You promised to go before me. You know the way that leads to glory. And by your grace, I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to follow. Praise God. Maybe some of you are facing some situations when you go back home. You know, some people, we leave some difficult situations, we come to camp, and then we wonder what it's going to be like when I get back home. Well, why not, while you're here at camp, believe that Jesus is going before you, back to the city or wherever you come from. And that while you're seeking him, he's working in others as well. And let's look forward to going back home and seeing what God has done. Maybe the greater change he needed to make was in us here, rather than in them there. But either way, our shepherd goes ahead. And so we want to thank him for that. And that's my simple thought. And but boy, that will do you so good if you really get hold of that for the rest of your life. And it's a lesson I want to learn better. And whenever I'm tempted to worry, and I am, and to fear and to be troubled at times, then I remind myself. And then I go and eat a banana. Praise God. Praise God. The lady sang last night, Jesus, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need your tender care. In thy pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use, thy fold to prepare. Oh, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
That we have such a wonderful shepherd. that we ought not to doubt him at all. We have, he's so willing and he's so able to take care of us, to provide for us, to protect us and to keep us. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to know you in that way. Father, teach us how to trust you better, how to stay closer to you. We pray, Lord, we want to commit all of these concerns that we have to you, Lord. Lord, all of these decisions that we have to make, all of the people that we might have to deal with, all of the situations that we might have to walk into. Lord, we pray that you will take care of these things. And we pray that you'll help us to come into peace and rest as we commit those things to you, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you will show us your glory. Show us what you can do. We ask this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. There's a song in here about my sheep know my voice. Let's sing that too before we leave. Okay. My sheep know my voice. That's number 56. I mentioned last night that I play the guitar, and it's at times like this that I'm happy I do, because the thought of lugging the piano into the palace would have been quite a project. So this works out pretty well.
My sheep know my voice and the path that I take. They follow wherever I go. My sheep know my voice and come at my call. What a stranger's voice do they not know?
Peace, Lord. Hallelujah. Rest. Thank you, Jesus, for trusting you. Amen. We are dismissed. God bless you.
God bless you.